As the House of Commons breaks for the summer, it has passed the One Canadian Economy Act. The Act, also known as Bill C-5, is meant to remove federal barriers to internal trade and labor mobility, expedite nation-building projects, and work with Indigenous peoples through consultation and engagement. It passed Friday, June 20, with 306 yeas and 31 nays, according to not-yet-finalized voting results. In a news release Friday, June 20, the federal government said the measures will create and connect Canadians to good-paying careers and more prosperity. The federal government and Prime Minister Mark Carney have pointed to the United States and President Donald Trump's tariffs as the reason for removing barriers for internal trade. A backgrounder on the bill said U.S. tariffs have underscored the urgency to quickly address long-standing barriers that have fragmented our economy and limited opportunities for Canadians. The bill is meant to get projects of national interest built, streamlining multiple decision points. Carney met virtually with provincial and territorial premiers Friday to discuss the bill and to provide an update from the G7 summit, which wrapped up in Kananaskis, Alta, on June 17. The bill has received some backlash. In BC, the Tsleil-Waututh Nation in the Cariboo called on the federal government to reject it, saying it was an endangerment to Indigenous authority. This bill puts Canada on a collision course with the inherent rights and title of Indigenous peoples, a June 17 statement from the Tsleil-Waututh National Government said. Bill C-5 is now moving to the Senate, with an aim to have federal barriers to free trade removed by Canada Day. That was one of the promises from the throne speech. With files from the Williams Lake Tribune.